Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Final segment with Jake Sansley, American Shaman on Twitter. 12 noon tomorrow, we're into 2 hours commercial free. Send us all his links, all his videos, and he'll basically host the show. I'll just be riding shotgun tomorrow, 12 noon, Infowars.com/show. All right, let's talk to Ariel. You're on the air, Ariel, from Oregon. Go ahead.
Hi. First of all, I want to thank you for your courage. And also, I want to thank Tucker Carlson, because I didn't really have an opinion about what happened until I could actually see it. And that has impacted everything for probably a lot of people. Jake, I've been through something really strange myself. On September 9th, 2020, I received a threatening email. And then 95 minutes afterward, a lieutenant ran a red light undercover and totaled my vehicle. And so this was extremely, it like caused some brain damage, and it was extremely stressful because it put me in a situation where the city wasn't in a position to investigate the email. So I feel like you're a really good authority on this. What do you do when things happen that are, you know, really bizarre, and that where you feel like you have to rely on God and you have to look for the good in people and not be overwhelmed by the possibility that they're not behaving in a good way?
We were just talking, I appreciate your call during the break, about prison and how many really bad people were actually in there and how crazy the level of evil is, not just on the top but the bottom. Jake, you want to take that?
Oh, sure. You know, there's no testimony without a test, dear. And I know it's really hard, and I'm so sorry to hear what you're going through. I would say that if you're having, like, brain damage and stuff, maybe you should look into lion's mane mushrooms. And they do something called neurogenesis, which creates new neurons in the brain and also creates new nerves, endings and stuff throughout the body. I would also look into other nootropic vitamins. If you're trying to help heal your brain, there's also things called life wave patches. That's LIFEWAVE that can help you with all of that. Now what I did is of course, when you go through really tough times, you have doubt, but the only way that the fire of faith can be replenished is when logs of doubt are placed upon it. And then the fire of faith is able to burn through those logs of doubt throughout time. So I would just say that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And anybody that has ever tried to screw me over has, especially since I don't seek revenge, they've ended up just screwing themselves over. And the laws of karma are very real. So if anybody is trying to screw you over, if anybody's trying to be a nefarious force in your life, what you got to do is just basically trust God, get this person out of your life, or trust God and understand that the circumstances that are in your life are temporary. That's the one eternal truth. Everything is always changing. Nothing is permanent. And this is an opportunity for you to grow. All obstacles are, in fact, opportunities in disguise. So I would say use this as an opportunity to grow.
We're out of time. I really wanted to go to Brian, guess him how to deal with these elites. And Daryl had an even better question, or excellent question. Jake's take on Ashley Babbitt. I'm going to get their names and numbers tomorrow. We'll talk for over an hour, and then we'll take commercial-free calls tomorrow, and we'll call Daryl and Brian back if they choose to have us do that. We got 30 seconds left. You're on Twitter at American Shaman. ForbiddenTruthAcademy.com. Closing comment.
Okay, yeah. So the mind is the battleground, ladies and gentlemen. Because the mind is the battleground, that means you must take back your mind. You must reclaim your mind. You must understand these psychological warfare techniques. You must understand neuro-linguistic programming, critical factor bypass, and mass formation hypnosis. You can be an agent for change only by being and remaining peaceful. You can be an agent for positive influence in the world, and you're going to do so one mind at a time.
All right, Jake, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full-spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Establishment has wanted to be a permanent emergency, and there have been so many big developments on the mortality rates from the shots around the world, on the cover-ups with Fauci, and now Senator Paul filing a criminal complaint referral to the Justice Department, but also about a week and a half ago, Dr. McCullough, who did visit with Jamie Foxx, who was concerned about the shots. Turns out he was upset from other witnesses from the first shot he took, reportedly took more. Now he won't talk about what happened to him. You have LeBron James' son, Bronny. Never will play basketball again professionally. He was set to be a number one NBA draft pick down the road and has a heart attack. His heart stops. That just disappears. LeBron said he got himself and his family to take the shots. There is so much to cover with Dr. Peter McCullough, onlinehealthnow.com, and on Twitter, P_McCullough MD. Doc, there's so much to hit first. Let's get the LeBron James' son, Bronny, out of the way and the Jamie Foxx, because I know you don't want to attack Jamie, neither do I, but you said he's not being honest. Now, he didn't officially come to you as a doctor, but he did want to talk to you. You did talk to him. You respectfully did not say back when he was really sick and still looks terrible what he specifically said, but now you've said he's not being entirely honest. So I think with these big public figures, Stalin said one man dies is a tragedy, 10,000 dies is a statistic. Well, one celebrity gets sick from a shot, that could really wake people up if they were to speak out. We see Ice Cube saying he refuses to take it. He has friends and family got sick from it. Elon Musk has friends and family, like his brother, got deathly ill from it. So there's a lot of casualties, both living and dead, from this. And so the system's really having a problem trying to give us collective amnesia. And thank God you're still fighting harder than ever. So thank you for joining us, sir.
Well, thanks for having me.
So let's tackle LeBronny James and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, let's take Bronny James. Here's the context, Alex. Nick Uwichuchu was on the U.S. team last year, has a cardiac arrest, USC Trojans basketball. He's resuscitated, and he gets an ICD. Presumably, he's gotten a subcuticular ICD, the same type of ICD that pilot Bob Snow of American Airlines received. I recently met with Bob Snow. He showed me his ICD. The newer ICDs, Alex, they don't go into the blood system. They don't go inside the heart. They actually sit outside the chest wall. So theoretically, athletes like Nick can come back and play for the USC Trojans, okay? Now, with the USC Trojans already having one cardiac arrest, we hear that Bronny James, son of famed basketball player LeBron James, has had a cardiac arrest, although we didn't hear details of...
And not to interrupt, but just to be clear, that's 2 in 1 year at the same school.
Right, 2 in 1 year at the same school. Now, listen, USC has a vaccine mandate for students. Bronny James had gone to a private high school which had very strict vaccine mandates, no exceptions. LeBron says he's done his research and he and his family took the vaccine, so we're nearly certain Bronny's taken the vaccine. He's had a purported cardiac arrest, but there's no report of defibrillation or intubation. He's in and out of the ICU in a few hours and home the next day. So I don't think Bronny James had a full cardiac arrest. He probably had a near miss, Alex. But this is not looking good. I can tell you there's a paper out in circulation. It's on social media today. It's going wild. First author is you, YU, published in Circulation, our best cardiology journal. And get this, Alex. 58% of these kids who have myocarditis, a year later, the heart is still damaged. It still has a scar in it. And what we're thinking now is some of these kids that are taking heart damage, about half of it feel them, half of it feel the heart damage, half of them don't. There are people walking around who are at risk for cardiac arrest.
So let's slow down. Give us the study. I'm sure it's on your Twitter. We'll pull it up. What is this particular study? Let's talk about that, and then we're not top cardiologists like you. Walk us through it like we're 5 years old and explain why it's the athletes, what the heart scarring does, and why it's such an issue.
Alex, you and your audience are pretty far ahead on this. I have to give you a lot of credit. You know, in cardiology, how we assess myocarditis or vaccine heart inflammation is by measuring blood tests, EKG, echocardiography, and cardiac MRI. Now, the cardiac MRI is critical because the contrast that we use called gadolinium, it can actually tag in the areas where the heart is damaged. It's called late gadolinium enhancement. And what you and colleagues showed in this paper in Circulation, I think I've retweeted it from some others. If you can follow up just my Twitter feed, I've retweeted this.
Is that the correct study, sir?
No. This is one that's related. This is one that I'm an author on about the fatal cases. But what you and colleagues showed in Circulation, Alex, is that at baseline, the MRIs show myocarditis. We were hoping it was going to heal. These are all young kids. And what we're finding out in the U study, 58% of them a year later still have ongoing damage. We don't know if it's a permanent scar or not. But it's the area of damage or a nascent scar that is the site of which the abnormal heart rhythm forms, and that's what causes a cardiac arrest.
Wow. And you know, the national media a few weeks ago, this happened to Bronny, just picked up on my lay, you know, terms that aren't inaccurate, but are just a common person's talking about this on air's view, and I'd gone off what you'd said and others said that with regular problems like this, and I always mispronounce it, myocarditis, that within 5 to 10 years, a lot of people die. The statistics vary, and I was simply saying, imagine how many people are walking around with these damaged hearts with the scarring that don't know it. I'm a layperson, but you just kind of repeated that with you know a lot of gravitas. Can you explain that to us?
The best predictor that the heart is okay and there's not going to be a cardiac arrest is a stone cold normal MRI. This is very important. So I had a young kid see me this week. He came from up north. He's going to university. He's had some chest pain. He's taken the vaccines. Alex, this kid looked at me in the eyes deadpan, and he asked me, Dr. McCullough, am I going to have a cardiac arrest? So whether these young kids are saying it openly or not, they are all scared to death now because they're seeing so many people having cardiac arrest. So What I'm doing in practice is I'm doing a battery of blood tests, EKG, echocardiogram, and cardiac MRI, and I'm trying to put it all together. But Alex, I have to tell you, the most worrisome case is the case of Oscar Cabrero Adames. I don't know if you know about this case, but he's a European basketball player. See if your team can pull him up. Adames, A-D-A-M-E-S. He has a cardiac arrest in 2021 on the basketball court, and he tweets that he has COVID vaccine myocarditis. He's got the problem, so he's honest. And then in 2023, he's hopefully recovering. He gets on the treadmill to kind of readiness to recover to the league, Alex, and he dies on the treadmill. They can't resuscitate him. I'm a cardiologist. I've done treadmills for decades. I've never had a patient die on the treadmill. Never. So I'm telling you, this vaccine myocarditis is serious, and we really need to go after this with a full front of research, risk stratification, risk mitigation. The shots need to stop. And all the athletes, I think, need to be called in for an evaluation.
We're going to go to break and come back and talk more about this. Also, the Jamie Foxx situation, why you're saying he's not being honest, and more. Dr. Peter McCullough, stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back live, and we did get the study he's talking about, cardiovascular assessment up to 1 year after COVID-19 vaccine-associated myocarditis. This is a big, big story, very respected. Here you see it posted at the NIH.gov. Start over how big a deal this is, and in layman terms, explain it to us.
This paper is a very big deal, Alex. You know, when the FDA announced that the vaccines cause myocarditis in June of 2021, the FDA said that the myocarditis is mild, it is not serious, and it's transient. And nothing can be further from the truth. This bombshell paper describes that when the follow-up MRI is done in a year, that 58% of the time these kids still have ongoing heart damage or scar formation. It's consistent with a paper from Yale published just a few months earlier where they came up with 80% of the MRIs are still abnormal at 9 months. And then in the U paper, they point out the other consistencies with the established papers. This myocarditis is serious. It's long lasting. It's not going away. And I have a senior author paper under review at the same journal, Circulation, indicating that in some cases the myocarditis is fatal. And I think it's the cause of these cardiac arrests that we're seeing in athletes and other public figures, young people all over the world.
What do you make of the spin we're seeing everywhere? Even as COVID rolled out, it was like, it's normal for kids to have heart attacks now on billboards and TV and the sides of buses and them with unauthorized drug pitching it on Sesame Street. Now they're saying, oh, everybody's having heart attacks and myocarditis from COVID. But then the statistics are showing us it's the so-called vaccinated.
But remember in 2020, there were no vaccines. So there was an opportunity to evaluate myocarditis, and it was. The NCAA Big Ten, they did MRIs and blood tests and all these athletes. They came up with a handful of potential cases, and there were no hospitalizations and deaths. There was a paper by Singer using ICD codes. Again, myocarditis was very, very rare. Two potential hospitalizations, no deaths. The U.S. military had a program. They dropped it in 2020, couldn't find any cases. And then an Israeli paper by Tuvalli and colleagues showed that with COVID, rare cases of myocarditis weren't any more frequent than the background rate. So COVID infection does not cause frequent or serious myocarditis. That's a false narrative. The vaccines are the problem. They are the culprit. We can't blame COVID in 2020 for these cardiac arrests we're seeing now. The next cardiac arrest that occurs, Alex, the first question I ask is, what vaccines did they take and when did they take them? My concern now is we're seeing cases of cardiac arrest that are probably a year or two after they've taken the shots.
And that's backed up by this prestigious study saying that's what they're seeing with these lesions. What is causing the lesions if it's connected to these shots?
It turns out that the messenger RNA is not broken down readily in the body, and it keeps recirculating and recirculating. The athletes draw more and more blood into the heart with each practice session, with each game. And so the heart is getting progressively loaded with messenger RNA, which is installing the genetic code for the lethal Wuhan spike protein, that protein that was engineered in the Chinese biosecurity lab. That protein is very unnatural. It can't be broken down by human enzymes. It directly damages heart muscle cells. It draws white blood cells and inflammatory factors into the heart. That begins to cause inflammation and swelling, damage, early scar formation. And then the electricity does not conduct normally through that zone. That's what triggers a cardiac arrest. And you know what's actually the trigger in the end is a surge of adrenaline. So the two time points we're seeing young people die is during sports, during a sprint or just after a play, and then also during sleep, because between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., there's a surge of adrenaline in the normal waking cycle. So if you hear about a young person who dies in their sleep, perfectly healthy, someone, you know, a healthy young person, athlete dying, the very first thing you should think of is it fatal, COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis?
Incredible. So in the first year of COVID, no upticks in myocarditis or any of this. The shot started, explodes. So when the media literally puts out the disinfo with no evidence, they just say it might be COVID, it's balderdash.
It is. I think it's actually a form of a cover-up. It's an institutionalized cover-up. The American College of Cardiology, in their fall of 2022 document, you know, they falsely allege that COVID causes more myocarditis than the vaccine, so therefore we should give the vaccines and cause more myocarditis. It's the most ludicrous recommendations that I wrote every person on the committee. I have a Substack coming out on this where I call them out and say, listen, I'm a senior person in the college, and, you know, I know you guys. Now we've got fatal cases and cardiac arrest. You better reevaluate that statement pretty quickly. I CC'd even the president of the society, and you know what, Alex? It's been 2 weeks, no response.
Let me ask you this question. They are obviously not stupid. Dr. Michael Yeadon, before they even started the shots, the former vice president of Pfizer, predicted what would happen. You issued warnings. But then we have the FDA document in October of 2000 predicting myocarditis and everything that happened. So how did you know? How did Yeadon know? How did they know? And why would then the FDA put this out and then still roll out the shots? I mean, they can't come after you, come after your license, do all this crap when you're actually going off their own warning.
You're right. Now, I was slightly ahead of this. I published an op-ed in The Hill. You can still find it in the website in The Hill, which is a widely read journal for the House, the Senate, and the White House. And that was in August of 2020. And the title of the paper was The Great Gamble of the COVID-19 Vaccine Development Program. I was the only public figure in the world to put it in writing that these vaccines were a medical gamble. And boy, was I right. You know, 2 months later, you showed the slide. The FDA, in that October 22nd, 2020 meeting, the FDA said we expect myocarditis, blood clots, Guillain-Barré syndrome. They called it ahead of time. And, you know, all the medical societies, instead of being neutral, the medical societies were openly supporting vaccines. They had no equipoise there.
The American and is that because the regulatory leaders have been captured in the revolving door?
Yeah, it's absolutely. The regulatory leaders have been captured. The money had flowed. Do you know Pfizer came out December 10th of 2020, and on December 17th of 2020, the American Board of Internal Medicine, which holds my certifications and all the specialists in the country, on December 17th, they told us all to go out and get vaccinated, take selfies of ourselves and our vaccine card, and show it to our patients. How did they know it was safe 7 days after it was released, especially when the FDA said in October of 2020 it was going to cause those complications? You can tell all the societies, they knew ahead of time this was dangerous, and they were going to force it anyway.
There you are, warning, really before ahead of anybody of this, right there.
And again, that's right. I'm the only person who made the call. And, you know, Scott Atlas was in the White House at the time. Scott was publishing in The Hill as well. We were emailing. Scott never brought that forward to the president. He met with the president every day. And unfortunately, Trump, Scott Atlas, Brett Giroir, Deborah Birx, they met for months. And according to Atlas in his book, they only focused on masks, lockdowns, and waiting for a vaccine.
Wow. Stay right there, doctor. And something I really want you to think about. Ultimate krill oil. We have to really look and work with top companies that are already some of the top quill producers to get their highest quality. This is beyond the grade A. It's kind of like beef where you have the different ratings. Well, this was beef. It's that super rated beef that you get at the steakhouses, you know, where the steak's $100 and where if it was just regular grade, it'd be $20. These babies, this is the highest grade of krill that you're going to find. This, ladies and gentlemen, is insane. So you need to get krill oil if you've not had krill oil. And if you take two of these before you go to bed at night, almost everybody calls in and says, my gosh, I had the most fantastic dreams ever. Your brain loves this stuff, and it funds the InfoWar, waking up other people's brains. Your ultimate krill oil now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and get your 1776 testosterone boost. It'll blow you away. InfoWarsStore.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a jumper to the thief.
I want listeners to listen to me very carefully. The left instills victimology in their people to be losers they can control that aren't upwardly mobile. That's negative and bad. There's an extreme with populist conservatives, Christians, and just good, hardworking people. We have a survival mechanism that God gave us evolutionarily to where we get attacked and hurt and we just kind of forget about it and move on. and just try to overcome him. And so people are like, hey, the COVID thing's over. Let's move forward. We got other things to deal with. No, they're gearing up with the UN World Treaty. They say new viruses are coming. They want masks back on. They want new lockdowns. They're not going to give up. We have to work even harder. This is their main program, is this virus disease X thing to take over. And they're building all these camps and all the rest of it. This is the jewel in their crown of control. Of all the Hydra heads, this is the biggest and the meanest. And we have to prosecute them, not just for the victims. They're important, but they're dead and dying and sick, and we're sad for them. But this is about taking over society. It's about the children and the whole shooting match here. So when Senator Paul does criminal referrals to the Justice Department on Fauci for gain-of-function lying, it's life and death. We'll get to that in a moment. But I just want you to understand that we have to put this front and center. I'm the same way. I want to just move on. That's what I do. You don't move on this because you're in a ring with a gladiator and they just hacked off one of our arms. We just stabbed them in the guts. They're bleeding to death, but they're still going to try to take us with them. And I use that as a metaphor. So here we are. Dr. Peter McCullough just laid out mega bombshells, prestigious reports confirming major heart damage in these people that have been given the shots. That it didn't come before the shots from COVID. It's all a lie. We already know that, but now it's confirmed. And we have to prosecute these people. We have to first convict them in the court of public opinion. You said something during the break that's so critical. We'll hit this Winstrup House Oversight Committee report and then get into Fauci and then get into Jamie Foxx and the rest of it. But you said, I said, are we winning, doctor? You said, hell yeah, we are. We said, not in those words. You bet we are. This is a one-way street. So explain that first. So we've got the initiative, but we better use it. Explain what that means.
Now, I showed you that op-ed I published about the Great Gamble. It was obvious I was questioning the vaccine agenda before the vaccines came out. Now we see a one-way street, one by one by one. Doctors, other professionals, people of all walks of life are basically waking up to the realization these vaccines weren't safer and effective. And in fact, the government agencies all over the world did not have people's best interest in mind in advancing these vaccines. To this day, Alex, our government is pushing these vaccines. Medical societies are pushing the vaccines. If someone's following the narrative, Alex, they're on their seventh shot. Do you know anybody who's taken seven shots?
I know.
I don't either. I don't either. I mean, nobody's come out and said they've taken seven shots. No one can figure out why these are still on the market and being advanced. And boy, that House Select Committee report by Chairman Brad Winstrup, a representative from Ohio, I think was in itself really dropped the evidence of what was going on early in January of 2020 regarding
the
origins.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I've got the Winstrup releases, alarming new report on proximal origin, authors, NIH, suppression of COVID-19 lab leak hypothesis.
This is what was going on. Scientists started calling Anthony Fauci all over the world. They said, hey, listen, this virus came out of the lab in Wuhan, China. So Fauci and his boss, Francis Collins, called a conference call. Prominent people, Christian Anderson from Scripps, Edwin Holmes from University of Sydney, Jeremy Farrar from the Wellcome Trust, Peter Daszak from the Eagle Health Alliance, who was very involved in the creation of SARS-CoV-2. They have a conference call, and apparently Fauci convinces everybody to lie. And the lie was the vaccines came out of nature, a fish market, or they were naturally occurring.
And now we have their emails that they knew that was a lie, but they got together in a conspiracy to cover up the origin.
In fact, the origin was nailed down in publications by Ralph Baric in 2015, Nature Medicine and Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. And in fact, one of the scientists was emailing Holmes, and he says, F, Eddie, how are we going to cover this up? So these guys knew they were involved in a cover-up, so they conspired to conceal a national security threat, a public health threat to the entire world. And so this deception that went on caused harm. If they would have come out and said, listen, this came out of the lab, this was a U.S. designed, created project that was outsourced to the Chinese via the EcoHealth Alliance, we could have been on it sooner. The scientific community could have been on it sooner, But instead, they deceived us intentionally. And looks like Fauci's at the center of the deception. Christian Anderson published the first of what was 12 fraudulent papers in the peer-reviewed literature saying that there was a natural origin.
And then they covered up the therapeutics, told people to go home, to get a higher death rate, got paid $50,000+ to put them on ventilators. And it was a unified program in every Western country showing total premeditation, as Dr. Michael Udon says.
It's true. He had it right. And it's coming out in these reports. There are some inside analyses that even this report is heavily redacted, that it's way worse than what's in the Wentrip report.
So let's talk about the criminal referral of Rand Paul for Dr. Fauci.
So what this has done now is, because the Ralph Baird papers in 2015 say that Fauci and the National Allergy Immunology Branch funded the gain-of-function research. It says right in the Baird's papers that this is gain-of-function research. It was grandfathered in because it started before the ban on gain-of-function, and it was outsourced to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. What Rand Paul is saying is, listen, when Fauci was called before the House and the Senate, he said that it was not gain-of-function. And it clearly was. It was violating the U.S. ban, and because Fauci lied to Congress, that he now has committed a crime. And the crimes, as we sit here today, are fraud, as well as, I think, what will ultimately be determined to be mass negligent homicide, people who died of the virus that they shouldn't have, and people have died after the vaccine. So Rand Paul is calling for formal criminal charges and prosecution of Anthony Fauci.
Which in and of itself is a big victory. You're a smart guy. You like to go off what's currently happening, but we've had private conversations years ago, and they turned out what you said was accurate. Now you're saying more of it publicly, but looking into your crystal ball or into your radar scope is a more modern analogy. We see the propaganda. We see them saying a new virus is coming. We see the UN treaty. I think it's overwhelmingly clear they're planning something new. What is your view on that, and what can we do to stop them? Because, again, it's not about vindictiveness or even the victims deserve justice. That's important. But for me, it's all about the future and my four children. And I mean, I'm very selfish. People say, why do you fight so hard? I mean, these people are going to release bioweapons. They're going to kill more of my family. I lost family. I feel actually at a primitive level like a coward that I haven't gone out and done something physical. But I realize that's how we'll lose. We need to push the whole thing, convict them in the public, and get them all, try them, and then punish them. But at a fundamental genetic cellular level, I can feel the threat. I see the threat, and I want to know, what do I do to stop their next attack?
The first thing we have to do is get ahead of every story, and I think we did that successfully in the monkeypox scare. Remember that the WHO declared a monkeypox emergency. President Biden declared a monkeypox emergency. You and I, Alex, were way ahead of this. We were telling America correctly that it was a sexually transmitted spread pattern, that generally the general public was not at risk. We didn't have to rush out and get vaccines. And then with no fanfare, no press release, finally Biden drops the monkeypox emergency declaration in January of 31 of 2023. So monkeypox is gone. We've had now a malaria scare. Oh, that the malaria cases. Well, we always have some malaria in the United States. I've seen it my entire career. It's always a question where it comes from. But then right after a malaria scare news report, then a New Zealand company announces,
attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Paralyzed. You know, I can tell you as a doctor, he looks like he's had a stroke. And any type of stroke where you have a feeding tube and endotracheal tube is a very serious stroke. So what's the end conclusion? You know, he's probably had a vaccine-induced stroke. What Jamie's not doing, he's not coming out and being honest with the public and simply telling us what happened. And the reason why he should be honest is because he can favorably help other people. If he warns other people, it's going to have a big influence. He has a big following. The same is true for Damar Hamlin, for Bronny James, for all of these individuals. Justin Bieber, look at Justin Bieber. His face is frozen. He's missed 2 years of concerts. He has Ramsey Hunt syndrome, the same syndrome that actually Nancy Pelosi has. You know, these are signature vaccine injury syndromes.
Sure, and how many hundreds of athletes have dropped dead? I mean, it's usually one dies a year. It's top news. It's just every day. I think about Ernest Ramirez. He believed the social contract was there. He believed it would protect him and his son, and they would help others. They went out and got the Pfizer shot. He was okay. His son died 4 days later. He was a sports guy, went to play basketball, fell down dead, 14 years old. He didn't cower and shut up. He went out and he saved probably millions of lives, potentially, on the talk circuit. I'm just asking them, be like Ernest Ramirez. Speak up so that the deaths... I don't blame Ernest. He believed the system. He believed he was hell. He believed he was being lied. He believed the medical system that we now know is captured to a great extent. And we need to be more like Ernest Ramirez Sr., you know, not just letting his son die in vain, but save a lot of lives in the process.
That's right. And, you know, another family doing this is the Phillips family. You know, their son, Sean Phillips, hockey player up in Canada, dies about a month after the shot. I've been asked to be an expert in that case. I've looked at the data. You know, I can tell you, I've looked at the autopsy report of Ernest Ramirez. The parents are right. The vaccine is the cause of death in these young people, and the autopsy shows it.
Well, it's just amazing when we look at that photo of Ernest Ramirez there. And, you know, you've given us so many big guests. You've recommended other guests we should have on. You told me about a guy, a man that worked in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that's going to be coming to town to be on Dale Bigtree's High Wire show. So send us any big guests you think we should have on. Tell us about that individual.
Yeah, why don't you bring him up? Gert Vandenbosch. He's formerly Gates Foundation. He's a veterinarian by training, just like Albert Bourla. But, you know, he trained and he worked at the Gates Foundation, other big pharmaceutical companies. And what Vandenbosch said is he said it is going to be a disaster if we vaccinate the entire world for this problem. Because anytime you vaccinate the entire world, there he is, Gert Vandenbosch. You know what he said? He said that all you're going to do is make the virus more and more resistant to these vaccines, and the virus is going to hang around forever. And, Alex, that's exactly what's happened. If we didn't vaccinate the entire world, this thing should have burned out by now. I mean, come on. It's
well,
still
sure,
out
said
there.
That, you said that 3 years ago, and it was proven true, which they know is common sense virology. I'm not a virologist, and I know that. An epidemiologist, all those terms. Who else should we interview? Because we're going to get him on. Who else should we talk to?
You know, I got to tell you, I think there's some terrific people who are doing great work. Probably one of the people who's keeping the best track of athletes, Alex, John Stockton. Remember, he was a guard for the Utah Jazz, superstar. He's keeping track of every U.S. athlete, high school, college, and pro. Bring him on. And, you know, bring him on with Michelle Tafoya. Remember Michelle? She was on Monday Night Football. They appear frequently together. She took the shot, and now she's lost her job with the NFL. She's not supporting the vaccines. So, you know, I can tell you, we need to hear more about these athletes. I think these public figures are very important to come forward and to disclose what's happened. We need to hear it. The people have heard from you and me, Alex. You know, I'm a doctor. I'm trying to do the best I can. But we need to hear from other public figures who are willing to come out and tell the truth.
Well, absolutely. And you know, something important to note is they're not just gearing up with this UN treaty that takes over our bodies and our health care that Biden's former task force head heads up at the UN. They're still trying to make us take shots to go to Europe. They're trying to make people take shots to come here, though they claim they backed off. They're still trying to make people that work at hospitals take them. They're still trying to make you take them to go to private schools or college. They've not stopped all this bullying at the airlines everywhere. This is ongoing.
It's true. You know, there's a Twitter account, No College Mandates. A woman named Lucia runs it. There's still 100 colleges that are mandating these shots. You know, in the state of Massachusetts, a few days ago, they introduced a bill that would force both the flu shot and the COVID shot on kids if they wanted to attend school in Massachusetts. It's still going on. What I want the parents to know is that the COVID-19 vaccines are not safe, not effective, and they cause permanent damage and problems. Last night, I was at a meeting in Dallas, Alex, and I gave a lecture. Man came up to me, told me about his nephew. His nephew was at Indiana University, was forced to take the shot and develop blood clots, shot to his lungs, blood clots in his brain. Now the kid is absolutely destroyed. His aspirations of going to college are gone. Parents need to prioritize their kids' health. The kids need to wake up and understand these vaccines are an imminent threat to their health and survival.
It's the beginning, the leading edge of the depopulation agenda to see if they can get away with it. It's a beta test. Imagine what the real attack would look like. In closing, because I get this question on the street and on air more than any other question, and it's what do we do if we haven't had the shots or we have had the shots to get the spike protein out? I've had Dr. Minkowitz on. She said, hey, I love your nitric boost formula. It has a bunch of compounds that are known to clean up the blood and things. I know I'm working with you guys. and all the doctors and scientists you have and the online pharmacy and more at onlinehealthnow.com. And that takes you guys to the wellness company that you're the chief science officer of, onlinehealthnow.com. It is so important for people to realize, whether you've had the shot or not, with the things going on in our environment, the things that are happening, there are things God gave us through Mother Nature that help us overall be a lot healthier. So I know we don't have a holy grail yet, but from the research, what should people be looking for to try to make sure that their cardiovascular system is healthier?
We have a major paper coming out, fully accepted now in the peer-reviewed literature. Alex, go to onlinehealthnow.com and get Spike Support, wellness company, best-in-class Spike Support, 2 capsules twice a day. That's going to be bolstered by curcumin, 500 milligrams twice a day, and bromelain, 500 milligrams a day. So 3 things, we call it base Spike Support. You can add Nitric Boost and so many products you have in your store to that. But again, base Spike Support is the wellness company Spike formula, 2 capsules twice a day, plus bromelain, 500 milligrams a day, plus curcumin, preferably the best kind, liposomal, 500 milligrams twice a day. That will come out. We're going to widely message this. This will be the answer to start getting rid of some of the spike protein in the body that the body can't break down itself. People are getting loaded with this stuff because the vaccine genetic code doesn't turn off.
And then what about the sloughing? I've read medical journals that say it does exist. Does it exist? How bad is it, the shedding?
Yeah, it does now. Alex, I've interviewed Helene Benoun, a former research scientist at INSERM, one of the top institutes in France. She's in Marseille. Alex, is real. Shedding is real. People are getting shed on by spike protein. The women know this because it changes their periods. They feel sick. And we think probably a lot of extensive close contact, they may transfer the vaccine itself, certainly.
Well,
I've seen
all the liberal women that bought all the propaganda but didn't take the shot, but their boyfriend or husband did, and now they have just ruined periods.
It's true. There's a big project in the UK called the EVA Project, EVA. And you know, about 3/4 of women actually experience shedding from another person, from vaccinated, where that changes their periods. So it's real.
OnlineHealthNow.com, that's the wellness company. Tell people just briefly all the different great services that are there.
Well, this company has verticals of health education, nutraceuticals, and product. Lead product is Spike Support, the best-in-class product that exists, all U.S.-sourced, of the highest quality. Doctors have certified all of these. Has telemedicine, doctors on call by demand, community dentistry, community pharmacies. If people need treatment for COVID, they need ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, they need exemptions from vaccines, go to onlinehealthnow.com and sign up. Monthly fee is less than $10. See a doctor is $60. They even have programs, Alex, where monthly fees, people can get unlimited health care.
And let's expand on this. The Google sends you to all the bad people on average, but there are a lot of good scientists and doctors and nurses and pharmacies. That's where you find it with Dr. Peter McCullough, and then we just build our movement of liberty, and we support the good doctors and nurses and pharmacies. It's a win-win. Healthcare without the propaganda, onlinehealthnow.com. They're an amazing group and organization and sponsor of this show, onlinehealthnow.com. Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you for your tireless work. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
And please send me all the guests you want on the show. I totally respect you and love you. Say hi to your wife. All right, I'm going to come back, introduce the next news and information. And then, as I told you, I'm back live tomorrow, noon central. You don't want to miss that on Saturday.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendover.